Have you ever wondered why some people achieve extraordinary success while others remain stuck in mediocrity? The answer isn't talent, luck, or connections. It's magnitude. The 10x rule operates on a revolutionary premise. To achieve extraordinary success, you must set targets 10 times higher than what seems reasonable and take 10 times the action you think necessary. This isn't just another motivational concept. It's a complete philosophy that transforms how you approach every aspect of life. Most of us dramatically underestimate both what we can achieve and how much effort success actually requires. Think about your last major project. Did it take more time, money, and effort than expected? This pattern repeats because we consistently miscalculate the level of action needed for breakthrough results. When you commit to 10x thinking, you develop immunity to rejection and setbacks that would derail average performers. The person making 100 sales calls barely notices 5 rejections, while someone making just 10 calls is devastated by the same number. What if achieving success isn't just something you want, but something you're ethically obligated to pursue? This perspective shift changes everything. Most people treat success as optional, something that would be nice to have rather than something they must create. But consider how we approach parenting. Good parents don't consider raising their children well as optional or something they'll do if they feel like it. They see it as a sacred obligation. This is exactly how 10x performers approach success, as an honor, obligation, and priority that cannot be compromised. Why is success an ethical imperative? First, your success creates opportunities for others. When you build a thriving business, you create jobs and contribute to economic growth. Second, operating below your potential deprives the world of your gifts. If Elon Musk had decided to be just comfortable enough as a software developer, we wouldn't have Tesla or SpaceX pushing boundaries of what's possible. People who don't achieve their goals often minimize success's importance as a defense mechanism, creating elaborate justifications for their failures. There are 4 distinct ways people approach action, and only one guarantees extraordinary results. The first level is doing nothing, people who actively remain inactive. This isn't passive, it requires tremendous energy to stay stagnant. These individuals spend their energy justifying their situation rather than improving it. The second level is retreat, actively moving backward to avoid perceived negative experiences. Unlike children's natural tendency to advance, retreating is learned behavior, often from childhood warnings to be careful. The third level, and most dangerous, is normal action. This creates the middle-class existence that appears acceptable but never generates true success. These people blend in rather than stand out, creating average marriages, careers, and finances. When market conditions become challenging, their normal foundation crumbles. The fourth level, massive action, is our most natural state and creates certainty beyond any education. When operating at this level, you'll be labeled workaholic, obsessive, greedy, but only by those operating at lower action levels. Taking massive action means making unreasonable choices and following up with even more action. The middle class isn't just an income bracket, it's a mindset that keeps millions trapped in mediocrity. Despite many spending their lives trying to reach it, the middle class is perhaps the most vulnerable and restricted group in society. More than income, the middle class mindset centers on getting by rather than going big, focusing on what's necessary rather than creating abundance. Most operate on credit with little true discretionary income. Consider how the middle class approaches major life decisions. They buy homes they can afford rather than creating enough income to buy what they truly want. They save for retirement, hoping it will be enough rather than building wealth that makes retirement irrelevant. They take jobs with good benefits rather than creating opportunities with unlimited upside. The middle class mindset is particularly dangerous because society endorses it, making it harder to recognize the need for change. breaking free requires rejecting average thinking entirely. Instead of asking, "Can I afford this?" ask, "How can I generate enough to make this insignificant?" Instead of seeking job security, pursue skill development that makes you valuable regardless of economic conditions. Obsession, the domination of one's thoughts by a persistent idea or desire, isn't a disease, but a requirement for success. Our culture has pathologized obsession, treating intense focus as problematic rather than powerful. We're taught to seek balance and avoid being too focused on any one thing. This thinking is precisely why most people never achieve extraordinary results. Every person who achieved greatness, from Steve Jobs to Serena Williams, was completely obsessed with their craft. Children naturally approach tasks with thorough obsession until society suppresses this fixation. When the obsessed finally succeed, they're no longer labeled crazy, but geniuses and visionaries. Like a fire, obsession must be constantly fueled to maintain its heat. Most people take just enough action to feel like they're working, whereas the successful follow every action with an obsession to see it through to reward. This level of commitment often attracts criticism from those operating at lower levels of action. You'll be called unbalanced, workaholic, or too intense. These labels come from people who cannot comprehend the dedication required for extraordinary achievement. When taking new actions at new levels, you'll inevitably experience fear. This isn't something to avoid, it's something to seek and embrace. Fear signals you're moving in the right direction. Most people misinterpret fear as a warning to retreat when it's actually an invitation to advance. An absence of fear means you're only doing what's comfortable, which will only get you more of what you already have. Consider what fear actually stands for. False events appearing real. Most of what you fear never actually occurs. It's your mind creating worst-case scenarios that rarely materialize. The 10X approach requires reframing fear as a green light signaling what you should do. Remove time from the equation since time feeds fear. When you experience fear, act immediately rather than preparing, which is just an excuse for those who haven't trained properly. Everyone experiences fear, but successful people use it as an indicator to determine which actions will provide the greatest return. The business initiatives that frighten you most, speaking at industry conferences, approaching major clients, raising prices, are precisely where your greatest growth potential lies. Criticism is a natural byproduct of success. When you achieve big things, people notice. Some admire, most envy. Their own excuses often manifest as criticism of your choices, sometimes masked as concerned advice. You can't succeed while flying under the radar. Obscurity is far more dangerous than criticism. In fact, a lack of criticism might indicate you're not taking enough action. Interestingly, your harshest critics often become supporters once your success becomes undeniable. The key is to focus on omnipresence, being everywhere all the time. The most valuable brands in the world, Coca-Cola, Apple, Nike, achieve this through deliberate visibility. To build omnipresence, ensure your brand leaves a footprint everywhere. Engage with your community, attend events, create content, and embrace opportunities.